This news update is being brought to you by Stone Insurance, your independent insurance agency serving the entire Thumb area with offices in Deckerville and Bad Axe, as well as Huron Auto Parts in downtown Bad Axe, your Auto Value Parts store with a greatly expanded product line, as well as AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider. Go to AVS Broadband and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Servants with a look at your news for this hour. In a vote of 2-5, Huron County Commissioners rejected a pay increase for one department during Tuesday's county meeting. During the meeting, a review of positions and wages in the clerk's office suggested a pay increase for three positions in the clerk's office retroactive to January 1st of 2026. While discussing the proposed increase, Commissioner John Hunt said he has received several complaints about issues with the clerk's office not providing service, not responding in a timely fashion, and making mistakes. According to Hunt, he's been told several municipalities in Huron County who need answers turn to the clerks in Tuscola and Sanilac counties. Clerk Lori Neal denied the accusations, and that was the first she had heard about the issues with her office. Hunt stressed more training and better customer service is badly needed. Commissioner Kurt Geiger agreed giving raises were not warranted because there were so many issues with the office and the complaints. Some of the issues with that department include wrong wording on ballots, payroll mistakes, and reimbursements owed not being made. In May, errors in payroll resulted in four Huron County Sheriff Sergeants being overpaid that had to be corrected, and issues with two municipalities not receiving payments for the last national election are still unresolved. Sanilac County voters will decide August 4th whether to renew the county's long-standing drug task force millage for another 4 years. The proposal would continue a one-half mil through 2029 is projected to generate about $1.05 million in its first year. According to the Sanilac County Drug Task Force, the funding supports drug investigations, a canine program, prevention and education efforts in local schools, a full-time prevention educator, and prescription drug take-back programs. Officials say the millage has been renewed every 4 years since it was first approved by voters in 1987 and remains a key source of funding for enforcement, education, and substance abuse prevention across the county. And Michigan health officials are encouraging parents to make sure their children's vaccinations are up to date before the new school year begins. The reminder comes as measles cases across the United States have reached their highest level in 35 years, already exceeding the total number reported during all of 2025, with several months still remaining this year. During a virtual media briefing scheduled for Thursday morning, representatives from the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, the Franny Strong Foundation, and other public health organizations will discuss the importance of routine child immunizations before students return to the classrooms. Officials are also expected to address Michigan's school vaccine waiver rate, which reached 6.2% in 2024, the highest level recorded in more than a decade. They'll remind parents school immunization information is available online and encourage families to review their children's records before classes begin. Health experts say infants, young children, and people with weakened immune systems remain the most vulnerable to serious illness from vaccine-preventable diseases, including the measles. And we'll return after these words from our sponsors.
That's you trying to fix the plumbing yourself to save a few bucks. Doing things yourself doesn't always end well. The same goes for insurance. That's why Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and offer discounts for life, home, car, and business insurance. Because sometimes you need a professional to get the job done right. That's simple human sense.
This is Rick Aciba from Heron Auto Parts. When you need to keep your car, quad, tractor, or trailer on the road or in the field, Heron Auto Parts has been the firm's trusted name since 1962. We supply quality parts for every make, every model, every year. And with a lifetime spent working on everything from small engines to full race cars, you get knowledge. Friendly service backed by real hands-on experience. Whether you need brakes, batteries, filters, fluids, routine maintenance parts, we have it at Heron Auto Parts. And if it's not on the shelf, we can usually have it for you the next day. And if you're a farmer stuck in a field or a business needing parts on site, we can deliver too. Visit us at Heron Auto Parts at 203 South Port Crescent Street in Bad Axe, just one block south of the main light. Service is a difference. We get it.
And we're back with a look at your national and international news. Campaign activity is reaching a fever pitch today as the nation officially hits the 100-day countdown mark until November's pivotal midterm elections. House and Senate leaders from both parties are launching multi-state fundraising and rally tours this week, framing control of Capitol Hill as a battle over economic policy, judicial appointments, and federal spending. Recent internal polling reveals narrow margins across key battleground districts in Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Arizona. Political strategists expect advertising spending to shatter previous records as both parties target independent voters over the final stretch. Military tensions across the Middle East surged overnight as coalition aircraft launched retaliatory strikes against militia positions in several Iraqi provinces, including Nineveh. Regional officials confirmed multiple casualties following the strikes, which followed recent attacks on regional bases and commercial shipping corridors. The military action comes as diplomatic proposals regarding shared management of the Strait of Hormuz hit a deadlock, sending crude oil futures rising on global energy markets. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Stone Insurance, your independent insurance agency serving the entire Thumb area with offices in Deckerville and Bad Axe. And Huron Auto Parts in downtown Bad Axe, your auto value parts store with a greatly expanded product line, as well as the AVS Broadband and AVS Tech team proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider. Go to AVS Broadband and look to the tech team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business.
Depend on the AVS tech team to keep your data safe. If your home computer or business server fails, what important data is at risk? With data retention solutions from the tech team, your information is always protected and always accessible. These solutions safeguard important files from hardware failure, human error, or even natural disasters like fire and flood, so you don't have to worry about losing what matters most. Backed by professional local support, the tech team provides automatic, secure off-site storage with no extra equipment needed, making it simple and hassle-free to keep your data safe. Whether it's personal files, business documents, or critical records, they make sure everything is protected and easy to access when you need it. Keep your peace of mind at an affordable price. To learn more, contact the AVS Tech Team at 888-282-4943 or visit them in Pigeon or Sandusky to see how data retention solutions can protect you and your information.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.